fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the third day of November. The prepper tip of the day is to make sure your winter car kit is all squared away and ready to go. We have patient Wayne DeGreener, my friend, Professor James McCanny. Professor McCanny taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of, I believe, 12, maybe soon to be 13 books, a weekly radio talk show host, and he's an amateur archaeologist. He consults with foreign governments about matters of archaeology. His website's linked to my link page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Is my sound okay?
You have excellent sound, sir. Wherever you happen to be, you have excellent connection, excellent sound.
Okay, good, good. You're breaking up a little bit on my side. That's why I asked.
Okay.
I'm doing fine. It's coming in 95% good. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say this is the week that the Food and Death Administration has given emergency use approval to the all 3 clot shots for children 5 years and older. So now we can start killing and sterilizing the young ones, can't we, sir?
Unbelievable. And you'll see the parents lining up their kids, you know, to become safe. You know, there's a whole misconception here, and I don't know how it slid in under COVID, but the way the body's immune system works, it's somewhat like a computer, the little cells that go out and hunt out things that are foreign to the body. They somehow have this implication that it's an evolving thing, and something new that's 4 or 5 generations of virus that they do in a lab can come in, and the body will not have evolved enough to recognize it. That's not the way the immune system works. The immune system knows all the things in your body that should be there. And if something's there that should not be there, it recognizes it and gets rid of it. That's how it works. So it doesn't matter if you evolve something in a laboratory or accelerate it through using recycling over short periods of time with bats or whatever. the body is still going to recognize it. And one of the ways this really works goes back to the Chinese, excuse me, in the 1200s, it was recognized, the Chinese recognized that the flu actually came from cycles of Venus. When Venus would come around, there would be another flu strain that would be first picked up by the pigs, then it would transfer to the birds, and this was on the farm, of course, so it went from pigs to chickens, and that's why they call it the swine flu, or they call it the bird flu, or there's other names, there's the Russian flu, there's all of these names. But anyway, those are brand new viruses. These are being constructed in outer space. And when the body recognizes them, the sickness is really your body's immune system reacting to get rid of it. That's what all the symptoms are about. That's what the flu is. It's your body reacting to get rid of this foreign substance. And you find it in a lot of places where it rains. So in if you're having an inferior conjunction of Venus and it rains in that area, then the people get sick because the rain spreads that all over the place, the virus, and it spreads it and the people get it. But it's, anyway, the point is this idea that they can develop a level 4 virus that's advanced many times and somehow your body's not going to recognize it is complete baloney. And somehow they've slipped that in here very, through marketing, basically, to make people believe that somehow this thing is foreign to the body and that they have to put something into you that will recognize it. The same with the flu. If it's foreign to your body, your body's going to recognize it. Is going to respond to it, and the level of this that's in your body, that's the level of reaction of your immune system, and the sickness is really getting rid of it. What are you doing? You're sweating, you're throwing up, you're getting rid of this that's come in your body. Your body is reacting to get rid of all of this stuff, and so anyway. The whole concept that they've slid in under COVID-19 is totally incorrect. And how they've done it is pretty interesting. But once again, it's through very subtle manipulation of the press, of news announcements, of the CDC, that should be certainly no better, and the World Health Organization, et cetera, to convince people that a shot will somehow help you.
Well, Jim, I agree with everything you're saying, and what I'm hearing, what I'm saying myself, is that we're at the beginning of the worst crime in recorded human history, aren't we, sir?
Oh, yeah. And now to have kids, I saw a video where they were taking kids out of school, and it was somebody filmed it from a distance. They zoomed in, and then they zoomed out. They were behind maybe a football field away from where this was happening, but they were taking kids out the back door of a school. It was like the back door of a gymnasium or something, in two or three at a time. They had military there vaccinating them. And so anyway, somehow somebody was cornering these kids one at a time and probably saying, you know, who knows what they were saying to them, but convincing them, because they were going voluntarily, they weren't fighting or struggling or anything like that. They were going voluntarily, if you want to call it that. But did the parents know? Were any parents consulted here, at the school? And that's just another reason why schools, by the way, yesterday were all over the country. There were school board elections. And I found it interesting, just in talking to people, people were going out and voting for school boards. This is a big issue now, because you have the school boards have become indignant about they're autonomous. They run the school and the parents have no say. There's even a recording of a president of a school board. This woman comes up she talks, and then the president of the school board goes, okay, your time's up. And she didn't realize that she was on a hot mic and goes, F you, to the mom at the school board. And this is a big, I forget where it was, but this video has been all over the place. Now they're trying to recall this woman, and she's apologizing. These people make a lot of money being on the school board. And one thing I've noticed, there's none of these people are fit or in shape. They're all very much overweight. I mean, obesely overweight. And I don't know why that is, but I've never seen a school board person in these videos that's, you know, of any normal size. They're just grossly overweight. But anyway, their attitude is that they run the school, and that's literally their attitude is F the parents.
Jim, do we know the location of the school you mentioned a moment ago where the children were taken out the back door and vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine?
It was a video that I saw, and people send me these, and sometimes, you know, I watch, but I probably could dig it up in my, it came through an email, I assume, unless I was maybe watching something else and this was in the side panel of the video. I don't remember.
Do we know the country?
Oh, it was in the USA. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it'd be helpful to know the location of where that took place. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Professor. It's always good to hear you. I've recently been worrying more and more about this 5G stuff, and I have a theory. I'll put it to you, but I believe while everybody's been focusing on this COVID nonsense, which I believe is pretty much nonsense. I'm not sure it even exists, but I think that they've been rolling out this 5G stuff, and I really don't know. I know quite a bit about 5G, but I really don't know about adverse effects and ways it may affect the body. But from what I understand, they're wanting to put many or small 5G towers at approximately 1 to every 8 houses in the inner cities and stuff. So we're going to be pretty much saturated with this stuff. I don't know. But there's also now they're showing links that these cell towers also have ways of beaming lasers and can track people in, and they can actually intensify the amount of 5G a person takes in. So I don't know. I was just wanting to know if you know about the harmful effects, because I really don't know a whole lot about that, of 5G, and if it really is a threat or not. So I just wanted to ask you that.
What I understand is that, like any microwave or other types of, you know, frequencies, the 4G, 5G, 3G, etc., is that some people seem to be immune to it. There are other people that just it really affects them a lot. There's really no studies, you know, that are public, at least, that talk about this. You also have the tens of thousands of satellites that are 5G beaming down from space. So yeah, you're basically immersed in 5G. This is all being installed without anybody's, you know, it's just like the newest technology, isn't it great? Like a faster train or a four-lane highway. It's just like that's the way we're going, without any, heed to the warnings that people are giving. But they're not the kind of studies that you would do if you were serious about studying something like look at PFAS chemicals. Another example where 30 years went by with the EPA doing nothing, and all of a sudden, oh, we're really going to fight for the rights of the American public. I mean, they let it happen. The government lets it happen, and then they come in And then they're going to have a 6 or 12 month study to try and save you and pretend like they're really out there fighting for you. It's absolutely absurd. In general, the 5G has a very short range. And so they have to put a lot of them in. And that's one of the problems, because it is every place. It's all over the place. And it's not just 5G. It's very clear that there's other technologies going in along with this. It's not just for telecommunications, is what I'm saying.
Well, okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I just didn't know. I wanted to find out more about the dangers of it. That's basically where I was coming from.
There's a lot of people that talk about that. It's not one of the things that I personally concentrated on, because I'm busy with other topics. But there's a lot of people who do talk about this. I imagine people like Dr. Mercola and other people have probably better information than I would have.
Are you aware of a Dr. Cohen, Thomas Cohen, C-O-W-A-N?
Yeah.
I believe you are aware of him?
He's talked
about it in the past.
He's the one that says that the major epidemics have followed the introduction of electromagnetic telecommunications, and every time there's a new interjection of technology, it results in an epidemic in people, because they're reacting to it. They're not accustomed to it. And so anyway, I'm not an expert in that particular field, but that's what Cohen says. I watched some of his, and I cannot say yes or no. I don't have the information to judge one way or the other, but that's what Cohen talks about. It's from what I remember.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you so much, Doctor. I mean, Professor, I really appreciate your feedback. I am kind of concerned about this 5G thing, though, because it seems like they're going to saturate us really heavy with it.
Well, yeah, the best thing that I tell people to do is just get away. I mean, that's 5G. You have the schools. You have the pollution in the water systems, and you can try and hide from all this stuff or just get away. And a lot of people are doing that.
Okay, Charles. Thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, John.
Our next caller is Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Hello?
You're on here. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, I didn't. Charlotte Edith Surveit has talked a lot about charter schools, and these parents should know that if they send their children to a charter school, they still get, local money from the tax base, but the people that run the school board, what you would call a school board, because it's not really a school board, it's just like they're making the decisions like a school board would, but they're not elected. So you really do not have much say. Now, a lot of people think that charter schools are a good thing, but you don't really have any parental influence as far as, so that's one thing people should know about charter schools, as opposed to, there aren't any in my area, but I live in the rural area. But, some of these cities are getting more and more charter schools.
Well, it's growing. It's growing by leaps and bounds. But the thing is, it's a business, and they depend on people paying money to go there. So they have to listen more to the parents, because it's a business issue.
Well, but there are...
Hold on, Sherry. Sherry, hold on. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EazeOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Sherry, let's continue with your comments, please.
I would assume, I don't know this for sure, but I would assume that some of these charter schools are also getting some corporate donations, which is going to trigger and, you know, influence what they're teaching too. But anyway, Charlotte Easerby, she's looked in it quite a bit, and she says that you really don't want charter schools, even though those are the ones that usually they give vouchers for, you know. And I can see why parents want their children to go to a better school, but this day and age, I just, you know, I'm with you, Professor McCanny, that people just ought to start homeschooling. And I think what you're doing sounds like a real good package. So that's all I have.
My education package is not an accredited course, for example, and that's the entire issue here, is that even charter schools, even private schools, even homeschooling, to get your degree, to get your piece of paper at the end of the road, you have to comply with all the textbooks that are approved. And this is where I keep saying the The atheist communist agenda is coming in through the science courses and math courses. And as you think, well, how could they do that in a math course? Well, they're not teaching logic. They're not teaching reasoning. They're teaching new math, which was designed to be confusing so that there's no logic. You're like, here's the problem, here's the answer. And students don't, they don't understand anything. They can't reason. The science is Carl Sagan's evolution science, where, you know, it all began in a big bang one day. There's no design to any of this. It's just, you're just a little bit smarter monkey than the ones out there in the jungle. That's the basis of science today. And so this is the basis of all the teachings that are going on in the school. So, kids are growing up thinking they're just a monkey, you know, and just like everybody else. But anyway, all of the schools have to comply with this accreditation crap, and that's a big problem, whether you're charter school or homeschool, whatever.
Okay. Jim, before we get to our next caller, tell us about your weekly radio show and how people can listen live into the archives, please.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, which would be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, Tower Number 2, the James McCanney Science Hour airs as it has for the past 20-plus years, and all the archives are on my webpage, which is linked from your page. Also my education package is, we're updating the webpage. That should be in place hopefully any day now, where I will be able to, I'm expanding. I'm not just going to be taking PayPal anymore. I have different processing, including cryptocurrency. And so anyway, that's coming online here. And I'm organizing it so that all of my books and all of the CDs, et cetera, and the education package are all in one page. So you can go there and purchase pieces or the entire package, et cetera, and much more convenient.
All right. Our next caller is Patty in Florida. Good morning, Patty.
Oh, good morning, John. Good morning, Professor. I had a couple of very quick questions for you. Is there any value, speaking of the 5G, will a tinfoil hat work? I've seen a couple videos. You pretty much triple layer it and just, like, fit it inside of a ball cap that, you know, to get the shape of your head. It's probably the easiest way to do it. Would that block waves from hitting your brain?
Yeah. In fact, there are materials that are being produced today. They're fabrics, which EMF blockers. But yeah,
right. But if you don't have that, would you recommend triple layer tinfoil?
Well,
with a better quality, thicker kind.
Well, tinfoil. Probably you mean aluminum foil.
Right. Aluminum? That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, tinfoil hat is the expression, but it's really aluminum foil. But yeah, and it's it's a conductor. It's a conductor that absorbs and neutralizes, basically absorbs the signals coming in.
Wow,
and
right, because they're going through
them.
The air. You can't see them.
No, you can't
right.
see them.
But and anyway, my second question, I'm sorry.
But to answer your question, yes, that would reduce the amount of, you could actually build rooms, et cetera, that would be, it's like when you go in an elevator and your cell phone doesn't work.
Right.
Because
it's
got
right.
a lot
and
of metal. It's absorbing the signal. But there are materials. And
gotta
maybe
be careful
John,
with that, though, because you could trap it as well, right?
Well, John, maybe we should sell tinfoil hats.
Maybe.
Maybe we should.
As a product.
Do you want to hold me over?
If you got more comments.
Yeah, Patty? I did. I had a couple quick questions.
Hold on. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can
handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Fix bayonets.
Leviden. And Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 3rd of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, good news. I'm doing more private consultations, helping people gain the clarity, the focus, get the information they need to achieve their goals. Details at my website. And, of course, energy cleaners. We're getting more energy cleaners in this week. By the end of the week, early next week, I'm pretty sure almost all the back orders should be taken care of. We may not get to a couple of the most recent ones. They just keep coming in faster than we can get the computer chips. But the manufacturer is finally getting the computer chips, getting them manufactured, and we'll be getting them shipped out as quick as we can, helping people get their lives back, helping people get the best night's sleep they've had in decades. So you can check out the energy cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal. You can send me a check. My address is there. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. The toll-free hour line for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Patty, you've got one or two more comments, please?
Yes, I do. For your previous caller, there's a 5G map, and it's called Ookla, O-O-K-L-A, 5G map, and that's at speedtest.net/OOKLA-5G-map. And that shows you everywhere there's cell towers all around the globe. Now, my question, another question I had was the, you know that tape that you put around your, it's like aluminum foil tape. Is that conductive, like if you were going to connect one piece of aluminum foil to another?
And sorry, I'm sorry, what kind of tape is this? What are
it's
you
It's sort of aluminum foil tape. They use them on air conditioners and heating systems.
Oh,
but it looks like aluminum foil.
Duct tape. Yeah, aluminum foil.
It's like
a conductor,
duct tape, but it's...
I don't know if there's a contact that gets through the stickum part
right,
of that.
Right, that's my question. Okay.
So,
and also...
I think it would be blocked. By the,
it could, the glue might block that, yeah. And also quantum devices to block this, to supposedly clean the 5G. Have you heard of any of that? Because I bought one of those where it supposedly hits your little field like a bubble that goes around you from Herbert Hauser, H-E-U-S-E-R. And
I cannot confirm anything like that.
Well, I bought one and it was weird. A couple of dogs and birds and all sorts of things come near my window. So I don't know if it works or not. And then last week you were not able to stay on the show because you were doing some work on that PFAS in the water. And I was wondering, did you find out anything about it that we should know?
It's everywhere. The forever chemicals are everywhere in the U.S.
Is there anything we can do to get it out of our water?
You can buy one of my water filters, that will take it out. And so anyway, but no, it's everywhere. They have polluted the entire United States. And the thing about PFAS chemicals, it's in parts per trillion. In other words, an extreme small amount of this stuff. And it also, in water, it spreads. Like if you put it in water, it spreads to all areas where there is water. So it pollutes everything with time.
So even if you water your plants with it, is it hurting the plants?
Well, it's getting in your plants.
Or you'll eat it through the plant.
If you eat vegetables from the garden that you've watered with this. And there's a lot of places like Vermont and I forget some of the northeastern states. Maine, for example, they took cardboard and other things that they thought were for fertilization for the fields. And they spread it all over the fields. Now the farmers can't sell their crops because it's so infested with PFAS chemicals, and they're trying to figure out how
to... That's just incredible. Does distilling remove
insane.
A little bit of it?
No, it's just in the ground. How do you get it out of the ground?
You can't get rid of it, yeah.
No.
Wow,
well,
really?
Yeah. It's.
Yeah, so other than your filter, you don't. There's really... Other than detoxing our bodies, I mean, does that even do anything?
No, it's in your body is water, so it just distributes in your body, and it's very toxic stuff.
Isn't this
extremely
something?
Extremely toxic. Yeah.
Everything is so good. It's a miracle we're alive.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely, you're right. I mean, you're absolutely right. The condition of the United States, and then, you know, everything else going on with the border issue and the
absolutely crazy
that's stopping up the ports. All this is intentional, you know. You know, and then you have the EPA
lastly, I was going to mention
okay, go ahead.
the I'm not sure if you saw Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, interview with Paul Cottrell. He has an interesting take on this, on the clot shots. John, I think you might be interested in listening to that because, boy, that was a really out there on the clot shot. And that New Zealand, or was it, has anybody heard from New Zealand? They've been silent. We've been hearing a little from Australia, but the Australia Prime Minister was saying they're importing viruses through the people, through the immigrants that they were bringing in who all were given the clot shot. So apparently this is spreading, whatever it is, through people who've been vaccinated. And I'll take your comments or anything off air that you want to add to any of these topics I just mentioned. Thank you so much, gentlemen, and God bless you both. I love you both.
Patty. Okay, bye-bye. Patty, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Yep, thanks.
Thank you. Our next caller is Brad in Massachusetts. Good morning, Brad.
Oh, hello, John. Hello, Professor. So if say, the oligarchs actually cared about the planet, so what would be, you just said you can't get out of the ground, so say if we had your filters everywhere, what would be the overarching way to heal the planet's water supply system? What would be, like, if money wasn't an issue, how would you go about it, Professor?
Well, that's the problem, is you cannot clean up the water is every place. It permeates the ground. How do you clean up the water? Let me give you just a little example. I had a guy write to me the other day, and he says, I got a swimming pool. I don't want to use chlorine. How do I clean it up? And one way would be to run a pump, and here's the example. Because a swimming pool is a closed area, okay? Let's say you have the average backyard swimming pool. Okay, so you put a pump on there that, let's say, is a perfect filter, and it filters the water. All of the water that goes through it is perfectly filtered, and then you put that water back in the pool. Now you're putting clean water back in with dirty water. So statistically, you're constantly taking water out, but you're never taking all the water out. The only way you could do this with your perfect filter is to take it from one pool, filter, put it through the filter, and then put it into another empty pool and fill up that pool. But if you are taking the water from the pool, filtering it, and then putting that clean water back in the pool, you will never clean out the pool 100%. You understand? So how do you clean out the entire country of groundwater? You can't. It's impossible. So now the only way you can deal with this is at the point of use, wherever water comes into a house or a building, that's where you have to filter it. That's the answer.
All right, we got to get your stuff everywhere. That's the overarching goal, then. Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Well,
appreciate it.
When I developed these filters, I knew this was coming, and I didn't know it would be PFAS chemicals, but I knew it would be, you know, arsenic or glyphosate, which is everywhere also, chloramines, I mean, the volatile chemicals. And it's so amazing to watch the government agencies react, like in, say, Michigan, where they're giving people sink filters, you know, as a solution, or these little screw-on things on your faucet. The government created the problem. They allowed it to happen. And then they come in with a non-solution. There's big studies going on all over the place. Companies are trying to clean out the groundwater. Well, it's impossible. For the reason I just explained.
Oh, okay. I have one more question. So, your whole house filter. I've heard you say that most water filters, like the shower ones, the water's not in contact with the filter long enough for the filter to do its job. Did I hear that correctly?
Correct.
You said that about the
shower. It's called contact time.
Okay. So the contact time. So I have your. I just got your whole house filter. And it doesn't look that big. I mean, whatever. I don't know because I'm just whatever. But how is the water going to have enough contact time to purify? Oh, I'm in the shower and you use 8 gallons in the shower. How is it having enough contact time with the filters inside?
Okay, there's inside, yep. Inside there's five filters. They're 20 inches long. They're about 3 inches in diameter. And the flow rate at any given cross-section of those filters, when you're running at its rate of, it's rated at 7 gallons per minute. It can run up to 12 gallons per minute flow rate. But when you're doing that, the flow rate through any given piece of filter is very low. It's the equivalent of a gravity filter. And that's why they work, is because the flow rate is very low to get you up to the overall flow rate. That's why you have five of those big filters in the housing, all of them working at the same time. And that's to keep the flow rate at any given point in the filters. That's part of the design.
Excellent. I appreciate that. I appreciate this so much. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Sure. Okay.
Okay, Brad. Thank you for your call. Well, Jim, what's heavy on your heart that you want to talk about this morning, sir?
Well, something strange is popping up here, and I don't know why the science community is jumping all over this. It's getting a lot of press, but the idea of taking solar energy, putting up a satellite, this big satellite collecting mirror, and focusing it down to a satellite and then beaming that energy down to Earth. And people are claiming that this would solve climate change because now we wouldn't have to use oil or gasoline or coal or what they call fossil fuels, carbon-based fuels, to burn. And they're saying, oh, nuclear power, we could combine nuclear power with this outer space solar power called astro energy, is the new buzz term. But wait a minute, you're taking all of this energy that normally would not hit Earth, you're gathering it together and you're beaming it down to Earth. How is that better? How does that have less heat? And so these people are nuts. You have scientists who don't know, and this is the result of public education, by the way. People that don't have, do you understand what I'm saying? You're taking massive amounts of solar energy that normally would not hit Earth, collecting it and beaming it down to Earth and saying that's going to reduce energy on Earth. I mean, it's insane. Where do these people go to school? I mean, it's the stupidest thing. And besides, you're going to be breaking the vertical electric field, and the first 5 minutes are going to be an absolute environmental catastrophe. So these people don't know anything, yet this is getting press and getting funding. And just like nuclear power is the most horrendous, obtuse form of energy ever developed. Because it's very difficult. People think, oh, well, it doesn't put off carbon dioxide. Well, that's not even true. But the end result is gathering the uranium and the other elements out of the ground is tremendously environmentally damaging. Horrific. And then what do you do with the waste after it's done? You have no way to store this. You have to cool it down. And as you burn the fuel, what's left over, you have to keep cooling it with the energy you burn from the nuclear power reactor. And this amount of leftover fuel is growing and growing and growing. It's a ridiculous solution. And people are going, oh, this is the new green energy. I mean, it's just insane. Absolutely insane.
Well, it is, Jim. What I like to point out is the Paris Climate Accords. It's 19 or 20 pages. Give 1.5 billion Indians, 1.5 billion Chinese a free pass to make all the carbon dioxide gases they want to. That, on the face of it, proves the entire thing is a flim-flam, doesn't it, sir?
Oh, it is. And then they want to tax the U.S., and that money goes through middlemen and then goes to China and India, the so-called undeveloped countries. But, yeah, it's the whole thing is a farce, just like everything else. The legislation or the infrastructure bill in the U.S., which they want to put trillions of dollars into alternative energy, which doesn't work. I mean, it's just one flim-flam after the other. You know, it's like the flim-flam man is living in all of these, political offices.
Right, right. Well, going back to these scientists, are these scientists knowledgeable of what's going on and keeping quiet to maintain their jobs and pension, or are they really ignorant, or is there some of each?
It's some of each, but it's a lot of the second. They're just stupid. How could you imagine that you take all this energy collected outside of Earth's environment, beam it down into Earth, and then somehow imagine that that's going to reduce energy in the Earth's atmosphere or heating? I mean, it's absolutely absurd. It's like the people that want to pave the Sahara Desert with solar panels and move that energy to Europe.
Really?
It's all heat energy.
Hold on, Jim. We got our last break. We'll be right there.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, we've got about 3 minutes here, sir, to put out the most important information you want to this week, sir.
John. Well, the caller that just called in apparently had just purchased one of the MR5s. And really, this is what I spend a lot of my time doing these days, is managing that business, which is a lot of technical work. And hopefully soon it'll be organized well enough where I can start handing some of that off. I have been handing off some of the tasks to other people who are doing very good work. But this issue of PFAS chemicals, of just pollution in general, is the thing that I'm working on the most, is convincing people that they need a filter at the point of entry in their house. The thing that I've realized is that when you're in the shower, that's when you get the biggest dose of chemicals. It comes through your skin, you breathe in the vapors, and it goes right into your blood system. If you drink a glass of water, at least goes through your digestive system, and a lot of those pollutants get cleaned out and passed through your body. But through your skin and through your respiration, breathing it in, it goes right into your bloodstream and it stays there. And these things are cumulative. That's why you need a whole house filter. And for hot and cold water, et cetera, because it's filtered before it hits the hot water heater where the water splits to go to the cold water and hot water. Anyway, that's what I'm doing lately. And John, you have those listed on your webpage. So if you're listening and you're interested in the whole house water filter, just go to John's page and there's a link. So anyway, that's what I feel is important. And also, I know a lot of people who are just picking up and packing their bags and moving to another place, but I don't encourage people to do that if that's not, amenable to their lifestyle. But it's today is a very important day. This is the say no day. I don't know if you knew that, John. This is the day when people are just walking off their jobs and saying no to getting jabbed as a requirement.
Right, right. Well, I hope people will participate in that and show their feelings in a nonviolent, productive way, sir.
Yeah. So anyway, no, the world is what a mess. I mean, what an absolute mess. But I'll tell you, I've had contact with people from probably 30 different countries in the last month, and they all say the same thing, that there's a building rebellion. But this is the last chance of the bankers to make their stand, and that's why they're pushing and pushing and pushing. And it's going to be a big mess. They don't do anything without destroying everything. So they're going to burn the house down before they can to get their way. And also beware of a lot of provocateurs out there trying to drum up problems. You see them all over the place now.
That's right. That's right. You see them all over the place. Jim, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Wednesday. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Top hour break. Back with Jeff Nike.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you